are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, a busy one, brought to you by May Adam at the Pier VA Clinic. And joining us first this morning, Callie Iverson, Shane Cranny for Trader Days. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. And boy, we're getting closer. Next weekend, Trader Days is going to be here.
It happens quick once you get into the month where the event occurs. It comes smoking right at you. So, yep. We're going to get ready and be prepared.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, for the entire family, there's all sorts of things. Once Friday gets going, what, at 4 o'clock, it's like full steam ahead all the way through Sunday.
Absolutely. Full steam ahead. We'll be setting stuff up on Friday afternoon and Friday morning, getting things ready and all the activities in the park on Friday and a great ZZ3 band Friday evening. And that'll be great listening.
Yeah, that'll be a great show. Helicopter rides, tell us about those.
Yeah, so I think the helicopter is going to fly in Friday night. They are always parked on the baseball field right by the Parkview gym.
Okay.
He'll give rides all weekend long.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, you know, you got the famous kazoo parade. The turkey races are back. There's just so much fun.
Yeah, Kelly, I wanted to emphasize you can lease your turkeys early on, and you can get them in the parade. We would encourage everybody to come over early and take part in that parade with the kazoo band. Great time. And dress your turkey up, dress you up, and just partake in what turkey races is supposed to be, what it used to be.
Yeah, I know a lot of people look forward to that. You've got a fantastic trophy for the winner this year, a beautiful belt buckle.
Yeah, the buckle is beautiful.
Yeah, again, kudos to Total Beauty. They're all into the turkey races, so supply that buckle beautiful.
It really is. And you mentioned entertainment Friday night, but you've got entertainment each night as well, Saturday night and even Sunday.
Absolutely. Yep. Saturday is the Side Hackers local group, and then Outlaw Jim and the Whiskey Benders will come on the stage Saturday evening, shortly after the beer drinking contest and the adult mud wrestling will all take place downtown. So no, just a great lineup of entertainment, and yeah, even on Sunday, and more kids events on Sunday as well.
And food trucks, I hear, all the way through. What are we going to find at the food trucks?
Yeah, you're going to find everything from sweets to turkey legs.
Nice.
Like, how could you not have turkey legs
exactly.
At the turkey races, right? Yeah, there'll be everything. There'll be something for everybody of every age range as far as entertainment, as far as food, timing of everything. You know, there's the morning crowd, there'll be things going on, and way into the night, there'll be things going on till
Saturday night
11.
Yeah, the backyard barbecue will be there and all the great barbecue and all that event. And they have their Calcutta on Friday evening in the expo. Street Masters is in the expo as well. So, we'll get rolling turkey racing on Saturday after the parade. And they're about 3 o'clock, I believe, when we start the turkey races. And just so everybody knows, we will have turkeys for lease. They are available there. So if you don't have a turkey, don't worry. Come on over and you can rent one of those turkeys, race it. And if it comes back in the semifinals and the finals, turkey will be taking care of you. Turkey safety is our utmost concern.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to drop the name of Wyatt Johnson. He is our track vet. He's kind of our avian expert in Stanley County.
Excellent. So, got to have somebody.
Absolutely. And Scott and Mary Hoyt, I mean, I hate to drop names, but he is the executive director of Fort Pierre Turkey Racing. So he's done a great job of facilitating this event. And just stop by and visit with him. He can answer all your questions.
Yeah, it sure is going to be a great, great time for everybody.
Yep, and it's really hard to explain all the details about how turkey racing works. So we are doing a Q&A session on Friday night at 6:30 in Fisher Lily Park for anybody that wants to be involved but doesn't quite know what's going on.
Right.
I think that would be a really good thing for people to come and join us for on Friday night at 6:30.
And if they can't make it, stop by anytime Saturday before the turkey races, and we'll all be around there and don't be shy. Come on up, and we'll explain it to you, and we'll have plenty of help there.
Sounds good. And if folks are wondering about all the events, because there are so many things going on, they can check out the Facebook page, and you've got the poster up there to look at.
Yep, we have the posters hung throughout town, and the Facebook page is also, a really good place to look. They can message us with any questions.
Sounds like a whole lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to checking things out this year, as I was out of town last year. So this is going to be fun. My first exposure to Trader Days. It sounds like it's going to be, 3 days of just lots and lots of fun. And that's what Four Pier is all about.
Yes, absolutely.
It is. You know. I got you a kazoo.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes, because you don't have to have a kazoo to join in because
exactly.
They're provided.
They are provided, and they're not having any more practices. The last practice was super successful. Like 16 to 18 showed up for this
Wonderful.
Practice. If you want to be in the kazoo band and you've missed practice, just show up Saturday morning.
Excellent. Yep. Yeah, it's been a long time since I played kazoo. I'm a little rusty, so I'll have to do a little practicing on my own.
And would like to mention that Mr. Richard Jones is the Grand Marshal of this year's parade.
Wonderful. So congratulations, and look forward to seeing the parade and all the other fun that's going on. So thank you for putting it together and all the hard work you're putting in, and we look forward to next weekend. It's sure going to be a blast.
We look forward to seeing you there.
All right. So there's Shane Cramey and Callie Iverson joining us for this edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which is brought to you by May Adam and the Peer VA Clinic. We'll talk about 4-H Achievement Day next.
May Adam Law Firm of Peer offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Peer, since 1881.
The Peer VA Clinic is a community-based outpatient clinic located in the North Ridge Plaza. Peer VA Clinic offers primary care, mental health, laboratory testing, and service referrals. If you're looking for excellent health care and dedicated caring providers and are a veteran, the Peer VA Clinic is for you. Contact them at 605-945-1710 or myhealth.va.gov. There's no need to travel from Central South Dakota for routine care, yearly checkups, or testing. Contact the Peer VA Clinic to enroll and to get more information.
Continuing on with our Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, joining me some folks from the Prairie Winds 4-H Club, because the Achievement Days are coming up right around the corner here on Monday, right?
Yes, the Achievement Days are Monday, August 8th. We start the day off with a pancake and sausage feed sponsored by Farm Credit at 8 o'clock. And following that is our small animal shows. And then for lunch from 11:30 to 1, we have Sioux Nation has a barbecue feed. And then our large animal starts at noon. And then we can't forget about our pie contest. We have a pie contest that's sponsored by Hogan's Hardware and the Kitchen Store. Entries need to be in by 4. Then we have a small and large animal round robin followed by the CHS River Plains complimentary barbecue. And Bank West will also have their melon feed that starts at 5. Then we'll auction off the pies from the contest at 6, and then we have our livestock premium sale at 6:30.
So it's going to be a busy, busy day on Monday. Lots of things going on. The kids have all kinds of showing. What kind of animals are you guys showing?
Goats and chickens.
Oh, that will be fun. And, you know, there's all day long people can come on out and see what the kids are doing, take part in all the different things going on, right?
Yes, we invite everyone to come out. It's a family-friendly function, and come see what 4-H is all about. It's a great program we have in our community, and we try to keep our Facebook page up to date. It's Prairie Winds 4-H for Hughes and Stanley County. Everyone is welcome. There's something for everyone.
Yeah, as a longtime 4-H'er, I know it's a lot of fun to have people come out and see what you've done that you've been working so hard on throughout the year, and this is a great way for the public to come out and support and to see what the kids have been up to.
Yeah. I also want to mention that First Dakota National Bank is having complimentary ice cream and sweet corn with the premium sale. So
Ooh.
There's lots of fun goodies and animals to see. And then the Pat Duffy Community Center will be open from 9 to 12:30 for the static exhibits, like your visual arts and your foods and nutrition, all that kind of fun stuff. They can go check that out.
Very nice. So enjoy your day Monday. I know it'll be a busy one, but it should be a fun one, and encourage everybody to come on out. All right. Thank you for joining us this morning, and good luck on Monday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. There's the crew from the Prairie Winds 4-H Club, the Achievement Day Monday in Fort Pierre. As she said, gets underway early. All kinds of great things going on, so go on out and support them. There is your Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam and the Peer VA Clinic.